KDOM Radio. I'm here with Ethan Johnson of Amo Creamery. Ethan, how you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Zach.
You bet. All right, Ethan. And talking Amo Creamery today, which you are running, of course. And you wanted to talk a little bit about milk sensitivity today.
Yes, Zach. That's one of the big reasons why I've gotten into the creamery business, is trying to make a milk that's more available for more people to enjoy. And over the course of many years now, we've seen a greater and greater amount of people who are sensitive to milk that cannot enjoy it like they used to. And since we've opened, we've heard countless stories of people who can only drink our milk compared to other milks on the shelf. And that has gone through years of planning leading up to us building Amo Creamery. We've tested our cows for an A2 gene, which the cows produce a more digestible protein, which makes it easier on your stomachs. You don't have to produce as much stomach acid to break down that protein, so you get more protein for every glass of milk you drink, and you feel better. Another thing that we've done is we've left our milk unhomogenized, so this makes it harder for your body to uptake the lactose, so you just enjoy more of the nutritional stuff of milk, and you don't absorb as much of the lactose, so that also helps many people enjoy milk that haven't enjoyed it in years. And that's something we've been very passionate from the start.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something, you know, in recent years you talked about it becoming more normal and more normalized to be lactose intolerant, and even to the point where it goes to the other end where people might think, you know, oh, I don't feel good, so I'm lactose intolerant. They don't even, you know, think about getting it actually diagnosed or anything like that. And I'm sure you encourage people, you know, if they think they have some type of lactose intolerant, to come talk to you guys, and they can kind of figure things out and maybe try some of your milk that could help them out.
No, for sure. And this isn't a cure-all for everybody. But people who are milk sensitive, it's not just because of lactose. There are a variety of reasons why milk is bothering you. And we've tried to create a milk or process a milk that's going to be available to as many people as possible. Just because, you know, milk has 13 essential nutrients in it, and we want to make sure everybody has a chance to get their calcium, vitamin D in as one of the most digestible ways in milk.
And there's no hurt in trying, that is for sure, trying different milks from Amo Creamery. Ethan, where can people find you? How can they get a hold of you? Where are you guys located?
We're in, I believe, 8 different locations now. So we're in Johnson Meat Market in St. James and Windham. We're at the Cottonwood County Vet Clinic, Schwabach Ace Hardware here in Windham. We're also in Maynard Stores in Westbrook, Lamberton, and Mountain Lake. And new this week, we will be in the Marshall Hy-Vee. If you know anybody in Marshall or you're heading that direction, that's certainly something you can share with them and get more people knowledgeable about. You can also catch us on our Facebook page at Amo Creamery, or you can also look us up on our website with a lot of good material on there as well at amocreamery.com. Our store hours on the farm are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is at 38382 County Road 13, Huron Lake, Minnesota.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Ethan.
Thank you for having me, Zach, and have a great day.
That's Ethan Johnson of Amo Creamery here on KDOM Radio.